All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
It is Wednesday, July the 6th. I'm Phil Picardi. It's Minnesota Today. Authorities have ID'd the kids found in a metro lake, and there's a push now to fully legalize recreational marijuana in the state. But first, a look at the chaos earlier this week in Minneapolis. Minneapolis police say there were more than 1,300 911 calls between 9 p.m. Monday, the 4th of July, and 4 a.m. Tuesday. Those calls included a shooting at Boom Island that injured at least 7 people, a double shooting elsewhere in the city, and large crowds shooting off fireworks at people and condos, which included 2 people shooting guns at each other. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
This is conduct that should not be acceptable in any city. The kind of violence, the recklessness, and in some cases, idiotic behavior that we saw shouldn't be tolerated, and let me be clear, it won't be tolerated.
Frey says this is on everyone to address, the government, police, and the community. He urged people to make sure they're holding friends and family accountable. The Ramsey County Medical Examiner has confirmed the 3 children found dead in Vadnais Lake last week died by homicide. At least 2 of the children were smothered before they drowned. Their mother was also found dead. The sheriff's office is investigating the case as a murder-suicide. On Friday, the father of the 3 died by suicide in Maplewood. Investigators in the search for a missing 6-year-old Northfield girl are now focusing their work in Mississippi River Park in Stearns County. Police say they started to search for Elle Reagan in Northfield after her mother, Lisa Wade, was found dead of an apparent suicide on Saturday. They moved the search to Stearns County after tracking Wade's cell phone to that park. Wade last used it there on June 21st. Investigators have found the phone there as well as her purse and Reagan's cell phone. Following the legalization of edibles containing hemp-derived THC, some DFL state lawmakers say there should be full legalization of cannabis. Michael Ford is the executive director for Minnesota Normal. He says full legislation would keep people out of the criminal justice system who do not belong there.
We have to think about the people that were most impacted by prohibition, the people that are incarcerated still, the people that are continuously being incarcerated for marijuana offenses.
Recent attempts to legalize marijuana for recreational use have not passed in both houses of the state legislature. Floodwaters are slowly receding along the Minnesota-Ontario border, and authorities in Couchiching County are reopening some county and local roads that had been closed due to the high water. More than a half dozen roads along and near Rainy Lake were reopened yesterday. In sports, the Twins beat the Chicago White Sox last night 8-2. Alex Kirilloff hit 2 of Minnesota's 5 home runs. The first-place Twins and White Sox close out a 3-game series this afternoon in Chicago. The Lynx host the Chicago Sky tonight in Minneapolis. Officials in Sioux Falls last night advised no travel in the city in the wake of severe thunderstorms that swept through, packing winds in excess of 80 miles per hour. Officials there said there were down trees and power lines and traffic lights. The regional weather forecast is a bit quieter, more fog this morning, clouds with a slight chance of thunderstorms region-wide today, high temperatures upper 70s to mid-80s, tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of showers and storms, lows in the 60s. Thursday, a chance of storms, highs in the 70s and 80s. That's it for Minnesota Today. I'm Phil Picardi. Another update on the news right here this afternoon.